This is the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5. Speak your mind.
Speak your mind.
Good afternoon and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. If you're now tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Carrie V on your mic. And before we went on the break, I was telling you all about the 16 days of activism, 25th November to the 10th of December. And it's actually the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. And with me, I have a very, very special guest. You didn't guess it correct. No, Benny, you didn't. It's Onika Mars. Mm-hmm. And she's here to create awareness through education, because a lot of us, and I'm saying us as citizens, we don't know. And who is better to speak about it? She is a survivor of domestic violence and abuse. She's now a committed domestic violence advocate and an author. A 2019 National Award winner, gold medal. Wow. Onika is also a 2020 International Award winner, and she motivates, informs, and empowers victims and survivors. Mars is also the founder of Sit and Chat, which is a domestic violence support group, which was launched in October 2016. And she's also the founder and the president of a non-profit organization, Women of Substance. I'm so excited to hear from you. Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Miss Mars.
How are you?
I'm fine. You look dashing.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So tell me about this. What is Women of Substance? What is that?
Okay, so Women of Substance is a non-profit organization which provides support to persons affected by domestic violence and abuse, and specifically women and girls. We were birthed out of my experience as a survivor, as a victim back then of domestic violence and abuse. And of course, the need to offer support to victims and survivors.
And why is it so important?
It's important because as a victim of domestic violence and abuse, that support is necessary, because what the perpetrator does is isolate you from family and friends. It's the first thing that they do. So when they isolate you from family and friends, of course, you are in a space where it is only you and the perpetrator.
Right.
So then if you don't receive that support, it means that you continue to suffer in silence. You have nobody to share your experiences with. And it is important that people know what a victim is experiencing on a daily basis as, you know, a victim of domestic violence and abuse, because of abuse thrives in silence.
So what's your story? What do you want to do here today? What is your goal for today? Because, I mean, there are a lot of women who are tuned in to us now, right? And a lot of them are suffering in silence. And what words do you have for them?
Okay, so I am a survivor of domestic violence and abuse, and a proud survivor at that. I celebrated 14 years of freedom. I celebrated 14 years of freedom from that abusive relationship on November 10th, 2022, which was maybe like about 2 weeks ago. And having survived that abusive relationship, I want to be able to offer the support that I am not certain was available when I had my experience. I want persons to know that just as I survived that relationship, they should be hopeful that they can also survive. I want to provide that that space, that safe space where victims and survivors can come in and share their story, or even provide a listening ear. Because as a victim of domestic violence and abuse, you tend to believe that, you know, it is only you. You're in a world with just the perpetrator, and there's so much pain, there's so much despair, there's so much discouragement. So I want persons to know, you know what, I survived. And I not only survived and decided to keep quiet.
Right.
I believe that God has given me a spirit of boldness, and he has given me a voice, a voice that I will definitely make use of, as I see myself as having a voice for the voiceless.
Right. Because I see here that you have a strong relationship with Christ, and you are a graduate of the Redeemed Christian Church of God School of Discipleship.
Discipleship,
right. And the Bethel Group Bible College of Caribbean Christian Counseling. Right. So what I want to find out is that, how can women who have been affected seriously, gravely by this, how can they reach out to you?
Persons can reach out to me via our Facebook page, mm-hmm. Women of Substance Tobago, mm-hmm. or our website, womenofsubstance.org.tt, mm-hmm. or 485-9534.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like an office or a location here in Trinidad?
No, we do not have an office here in Trinidad. We are based in Tobago. But we have seen through the pandemic where we can do stuff virtually. So we have been providing support to our clients in Trinidad. And we also have a global presence, mm-hmm. because we have clients that we provide support to in the UK, the US, mm-hmm. and Jamaica and St. Vincent.
Yeah, because I see that you have been helping young women from different countries like Jamaica and United States, and I love that. So let's get into this sit and chat. What is that? That sounds cool.
Okay, and it is definitely cool. In 2016, mm-hmm. I was led by the Holy Spirit to start a support group for mm-hmm. victims of domestic violence and abuse. Mm-hmm. And when I got the lead, you know, it was like, invite victims and survivors to sit and chat. And I was like, Lord, sit and chat about what? And, you know, the Holy Spirit said, share your experience. Start by sharing your experience with these women. And I did just that. Now, my plan was to have that session on a Sunday evening, mm-hmm. after church. And that would have been the only session. Mm-hmm. But God has a plan,
right.
Because what I know and what I've come to understand is that out of pain, purpose is birthed, right? So he used that as the platform for me to allow victims and survivors to come in. Mm-hmm. On that first day, we had 15 women.
Wow, okay.
And after the session, these women were asking, when is the next session, Onika? And I was like, the next session. Now they caught me by surprise, because I was thinking that it was going to be the only session.
Thing,
definitely.
Yeah.
But God is good, and I'm thankful that he has chosen to use me, mm-hmm. in such a space. And I told the woman, I said, you know what? Give me your contact information and your full names, and what I will do is I would definitely let you know when I've scheduled the date for the next session.
Right.
So as I said, that was October. So I was forced to schedule another session for November.
Mm-hmm.
I scheduled the other session for November. And at the end of that session, we had like about 20 or 21 persons. And they asked the same question, Onika, mm-hmm. when is the next session? Now, we were approaching December. We were approaching Christmas.
Right.
So I was like, okay, Christmas is coming up. How do I schedule another session? Knowing that I had a family vacation planned, you know, for my sons and I.
Mm-hmm.
So we were heading to Jamaica for Christmas. And I chose not to schedule a session for December.
Right.
And instead scheduled for January. So I reached out to the prisons and told them that the next session will be January.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, I went to Jamaica and got in wee hours of the morning, and my friend comes to me and says she has a friend who wants to talk to me. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
talk to me about what? Long story short, the friend was a victim of domestic violence and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
The friend was actually fleeing Jamaica to Miami.
Wow.
And I remember the girl saying to me, Miss Maz, I wish you had come here before. I wish I could have spoken to you, because she had basically a few hours to mm-hmm. get to the airport. So we got that opportunity to sit and chat. Mm-hmm. And after our conversation, my friend's sister came and she said, one of her friends is outside waiting to talk to me. So I'm like, what is really happening? Lo and behold, her friend was also a victim of domestic violence and abuse. Wow. So I always say, you know, like I had a mini sit and chat in Jamaica during mm-hmm. my vacation. Mm-hmm. So what I realize is there is a need
for it.
Because
yeah.
this problem is a global problem. Mm-hmm. Not only are we experiencing it in Trinidad and Tobago, it's a global issue. Mm-hmm. What do? We shine the spotlight yeah. on violence, the elimination of
because
violence
against... Because it's very secretive.
Definitely.
And you don't hear much about it unless you are a close or personal friend with somebody and, you know, they're trying to open up to somebody. And that's the only way, well, at least for my take, that's the only way I hear about it. Because you don't hear it on radio, on TV, people talking much about it. And I think that this is a very good way to start because we must have this conversation.
Definitely. And not only should we have the conversation should be had 365. 24/7, 365. Yeah. The conversation should not only be had during the 16 days of activism mm-hmm. or October during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm. This is an everyday conversation. Mm. The reason is because every day, even as we speak, there is somebody who is being affected by domestic violence
right now,
and abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So, what do we do? For me, I create opportunities to talk and raise awareness about domestic violence and abuse, because what I know is during my experience I didn't know of anybody I could have gone to receive that support. Domestic violence and abuse, of course, is a taboo subject.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sensitive. People, there's shame that is attached to it.
There
so
is.
People don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? I was once a victim, mm-hmm. as I mentioned earlier, and I also was ashamed because I lived in Trinidad at the time and my relatives were in Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell my parents? Did I tell my siblings? No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Because I was ashamed.
You were ashamed.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I, growing up, I always, you know, share with my clients that I remember saying that I will never allow a man to hit me. But you know what? Men are physically stronger than women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And my relationship didn't start off being abusive.
And then that's how it started. It's be all nice and peachy. And
definitely.
Then by the time you reach inside and you close the door, so
yes,
problems.
Because you see, abusers are very, very crafty.
Mm-hmm.
They bring you to a place of trust. So you get to that place of trust. And women, as you know, are emotional
you know
beings.
How we are. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we become attached. And of course, in the initial stages, you may experience your partner saying, you know what? Your friend. I don't want you going out with that friend.
Or
something about our friend.
You see your sister? Change your wardrobe. You see that?
Yeah.
I don't like the way how you does wear.
And these
it
are
starts
things,
at the little things.
Clearly, and these are things that we tend to overlook.
Hmm.
So what we want persons to know is, what are the red flags?
Mm-hmm.
Isolation. You're in a relationship and your partner wants to isolate you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a relationship and your partner wants to tell you how to dress.
Yeah.
Your partner wants to tell you who are the friends
that you should be
hanging out with.
Yeah.
Right? Your partner wants to tell you, like in my case, you can't go by your family members in Tobago unless I am
going there.
Ooh. Right? What I want to share one experience, and that was a weekend I decided that I'm going to Tobago. And he insisted that, you know, as always, he has a plan for us to do something. And every time, I mean, I listened to him and, you know, stayed back in Trinidad on previous occasions, and there would never be a plan.
No,
you know, he would just want me to stay. And then when I stay back in Trinidad, he would come up with some flimsy excuse.
Yeah.
And that weekend I said, you know what? Come hell or high water, I go in
Tobago. You're going to Tobago.
And when he left for work that Saturday morning, I quickly packed a bag and got hired a taxi and got to the airport, went to Tobago. I remember coming back from Tobago the Monday morning in time to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
When I got back home, we were living together, yeah? And when I got back home, all my shoes were packed in the refrigerator. Could you just imagine that for a moment?
What?
Let that sink in a bit. All your shoes being packed in the refrigerator. And I am asking him, why would you put my shoes in the refrigerator? And he said to me, "Ain't your foot hot? I want to cool you down."
But what is this?
Abuse is about power and control.
What?
It is the reality. And what is amazing is that if that person walks through this door now,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't even look it. So how does perpetrator look?
They have no way. They could be the nicest human being on the face of the earth.
To everybody else,
yeah.
That is external.
Yeah.
But the person who suffers most is the person who is on the inside,
mm-hmm.
who shares that intimate relationship.
Who sees everything like that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really want persons to recognize the red flags and not suffer in silence.
Yeah.
Find a trusted friend or somebody that they could share their experience with in confidence.
Yeah, and you're correct. Guys, we are here with Mars, the survivor of domestic violence and abuse. So keep it locked to Freedom 106.5.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back to Freedom 106.5. I'm here with Miss Onika Mars, survivor of domestic violence and abuse. 16 days of activism, 25th November to the 10th of December. Yeah. So, Miss Mars, I want to find out really, really quickly because we are looking at the time. Tell me about Women of Substance.
Okay, so Women of Substance is a nonprofit organization that was birthed by myself. I am the founder and CEO.
Mm-hmm.
This nonprofit organization was birthed in March of 2017, and it was birthed out of the Sit and Chat with Onika Mars, which was birthed in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So we are 5 years old.
Yay.
But I thank God that during the 5 years, we were able to do a lot of programs.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to do a lot of awareness programs. Actually, last Saturday, we launched our Pass It On Youth Leadership Program in partnership with the U.S. Embassy. So that was launched at Mylat Institution in Mosca.
Mm-hmm.
And in Tobago last Wednesday, it was launched at Shaw Park Complex, where we engaged participants from the Scarborough Secondary School.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pass It On Youth Leadership Program is a program where we talk to the youths about the prevention of gender-based violence and sexual violence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we hope to go into all of the schools.
Yeah.
To have this conversation.
I think that is a really good thing because, you know, to me, in my eyes, and I could be wrong, you could correct me, I know this sometimes starts at home.
Clearly.
After, as a child, if you're growing up seeing that, then you would think that it's normal.
Clearly. And the thing is that society has normalized violence. Our society is very, very violent. Now, we hear people talk about the youths and their violent behavior, the youths and how deviant they are.
Yeah.
Have any one of us ever sat and tried to figure out what is the root cause?
What's causing
there is
this?
A problem.
Especially when we just came out of a pandemic.
Okay. Yeah. Could you imagine, you know, just picture this. And, you know, I would love the listeners to picture this. Picture you as a child leaving home and, you know, you're leaving home to go to school. Before you leave home for school, you're witnessing a fight between your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And this is almost on a daily basis.
Definitely.
You as an adult, if you have a fight with your partner, you're not going to work and function normal.
No.
So could you imagine a child who don't even know how to process all of that? going to school. Is that child going to be normal in school?
And even if they are affected mentally about it and they don't know how to go the correct way, the correct avenue to get it out, they may want to lash it out on someone else's child.
Definitely.
And
so
that's where
then,
it starts.
What do? We create the safe spaces for our children. Because family violence affects all of
us. Everyone, yeah.
You may not be a victim of domestic violence and abuse, but I'm sure if at the end of this conversation we sit for 2 minutes, you will be able to say to me, Onika Mars, you know what? I had a friend who was a victim.
Mm-hmm.
I know a neighbor who was a victim. So even though people are not may not be directly affected,
they
you
know
must
someone.
Know somebody.
Yeah.
And that is why in 2020, Women of Substance launched our Purple Bench Domestic Violence Awareness Campaign, where the objective is to place a Purple Bench in every community throughout Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
If you go to Arima at Rose Park, you
the
will see a Purple Bench. Definitely.
I was like, why does bench purple and everything else just normal?
Right. And it has domestic violence messaging
on it
and contact information. We also have benches in Tobago, of course. It was launched in Tobago and in Chaguanas.
Oh.
Right. And the idea behind the Purple Bench is to create that space, right? And to create, you know, that permanent reminder in people's mind. Every time they see a purple bench, they must know and be reminded that, you know what? The domestic violence and abuse exists in our community.
Yeah.
It is real. Mm. So we don't want persons to forget.
Yeah.
That is why we chose something like a bench that is a permanent fixture in the community.
Right. Wow. That is really awesome, though. That is awesome. And I'm glad that you are here today, Miss Mars. I'm really, really glad because a lot of our listeners are females as well. And some of them are probably going through domestic violence. But before we go, because I have to wrap this up really, really quickly because we have the 3 p.m. game coming up. What advice do you have for our listeners?
My advice to our listeners is reach out to somebody. You must have a trusted friend or family member that you could share your experience with.
Mm-hmm.
There are available resources. There are agencies that you can reach out to for help. There is the Coalition Against Domestic Violence. There is Families in Action. There is 800 Save. There is Rape Crisis Society. And of course, there is Women of Substance. Reach out to some trusted person, you know, so that we can provide that support, that much needed support. Know that you are not alone. Know that you are not the reason for your abuse. Know that the perpetrator is the one who has to be held accountable for his behavior. You are not in control of the perpetrator. Reach out to somebody. Do not suffer in silence. Mm. There is no shame attached to domestic violence and abuse. Mm. None at all.
None. Well, can you give us your numbers again to reach the Women of Substance or even sit and chat?
Sure. 485-9534.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my WhatsApp number also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 485-9534. Persons can also send a message through social media.
Mm-hmm.
Our Instagram, it's Women of Substance Tobago. Our Facebook page is also Woman of Substance Tobago. Send us a message. We are always ready to listen and listen in confidence and offer the necessary help, support, or referral if we have to.
If you have to. Wow. And that was really nice. Guys, that was Miss Onika Mars, a survivor of domestic violence and abuse. In its 16 days of activism, 25th November to the 10th of December, it's the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Miss Mars, I want to thank you so much for joining me and our listeners. And this was really eye-opening, right? And it's very informative because a lot of us didn't know that there are groups that supports and you know, help out women who have been facing domestic abuse.
Okay, so
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And what I want the listeners to know is that Not only are females victims of domestic violence and abuse, males are also victims.
As well.
Domestic violence and abuse is no respecter of persons, like COVID-19.
Yeah, true.
No respecter of persons.
Nah, all right.
So thank you so much.
Guys, and that's you. There you have it. There you have it, Miss Onika Mars. Keep it locked to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matters.